I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. The first of the 2017 hunting seasons is set to begin this weekend. We'll talk about them right after this. The 2017 early Canada goose season and the dove season open Friday across West Virginia. Let's start with the doves. Biologist Mike Peters explains a lot of folks enjoy hunting doves in West Virginia, but not nearly as many after this first weekend.
It does. It does. It's actually probably our first 3 days that stirs the most excitement and gets the most people out. And it's kind of a shame because the birds are still around after those first 3 days, and a lot of our areas are just kind of underutilized. But, yeah, the first 3 days are the big days.
Unlike most hunting, the dove season is one where a lot of participation actually improves your chances.
It's kind of different than most of our other hunting sports. Yeah, the more the merrier. You're exactly right. The more people out there, it keeps the birds moving and keeps shooting going for everybody.
Several wildlife management areas in West Virginia are tailor-made for dove hunting, or just finding the outskirts of any good agriculture field will prove to be a good spot as you wait on the birds to pass.
Actually, we do quite a bit of dove management on quite a few of our wildlife management areas, and that's planting sunflower and millet and wheat and the small grains that the doves like.
The season opens at noon on the first day and at daylight the rest of the season, but most dove hunters will agree the better hunting comes after 3 in the afternoon. Now, while you're waiting on that dove season to open Friday morning, it would be a good opportunity to try and bring down a passing Canada goose.
Our September Canada goose season comes in also September 1st, too, and I personally like to get out there and hunt geese in the morning and doves in the afternoon, but so if you're looking to do some good duck hunting, a lot of our wildlife management areas have small impoundments and ponds and reservoirs that are great for the early duck season that comes in October 2nd, especially for wood ducks and for the few teal that are migrating.
Now, these early seasons for waterfowl are designed specifically to try and get some of the resident West Virginia birds.
Our resident geese make up a large portion of our goose harvest, but in the early season of duck, it's a lot of resident birds. A lot of our resident wood ducks will be harvested. But after that early season, it's mostly migrants after that.
And remember, to hunt the migratory birds in the state, you need a harvest information card. And for the waterfowl, you have to use non-toxic shock. And remember, you got to have a plug in that shotgun. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.